Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word from my dad, Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
I'll tell you what, I'm excited about this morning because Sandy's here. And I'm also excited about this morning because this is going to be a fun message. I'm just telling you, you guys, it's going to be fun and you're going to enjoy this. And what I love about this revival, and I think this Wednesday will be 50 days. And this Wednesday, our friend Jabin Chavez is coming in Wednesday and Thursday. So you don't want to miss it. You do want to get the word out and you do want to get here early because, man, trusted, anointed friend of this church. He and Taylor are really close. And he and I are friends, and he's just coming in here for a refreshing, so we're going to put him to work. Anybody have all in favor of that, say aye?
Aye.
Okay, the ayes have it. This can be fun today. All the devil recognizes is authority. That's all he recognizes. And authority is a force. Most times in the Bible, in the New Testament, when the word power is translated, it can also, a synonym of that word power is also authority. And I think this is probably the missing element in just the body of Christ everywhere, is the authority that we have in God's word as believers, and we don't think of taking it. It's not our place. You know, I mean, so many people have had it driven through their skull that but I'm not Jesus. But wait a second, you don't expect me to be Jesus. It's the bottom line that's contrary to God's promise. And we have to understand that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to break it down very simply for about 10 minutes. And then we're going to transition a little bit and put it to work here. But if you could have ears to hear, the big thing that happened that I see in this revival is the revelation that's opening up in people's lives. And revelation is simply the revealed knowledge of God, where God supernaturally enlightens. You know, there's verses I probably read 100 or 150 or 200 times, and then I'll read it one more time, and something will flash in that scripture. And I'll be like, oh my gosh, I never saw it that way before. I never realized it was that. And that's because God's word's alive. And that's happening throughout this revival in hundreds of people's lives. I've just gotten report after report after report. And you understand, that's the principal thing. See, what God wants to give us is a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Now listen, because with that revelation comes wisdom. And wisdom is the principal thing. I'm telling you, remember Solomon, the wisest man on the earth. God said, what do you want? What do you need? He said, wisdom and understanding. Wisdom. And he said, man, that's the greatest thing that you could request of me, is what God said. In Matthew, the 28th chapter in the 18th verse, just write that down if you're taking notes. If you have a Bible, turn to it, flip to it on your, use your thumb and get it on your phone, however you do it. And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Okay, now listen, this is one of those times where we as preachers want to say, okay, everybody say, in heaven and on earth, okay? But listen, understand that. Jesus said, all authority's been given me in heaven and on earth. And then he said this in verse 19, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. That's actually races, all types of people. Okay, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. See, as soon as Jesus announced his authority, he delegated it. Do you see that? 18, he said, all authority has been given to me. 19, he said, go therefore. See, and we're like, wait a second. What authority do I have in this situation? Everything in the kingdom operates on delegated authority. Every single thing. Everything's delegated authority. And what Jesus has done is he's taken all the authority that God's given him, and you know what he's done? He's delegated it to us. Now flip over to Luke, the 10th chapter, and the 17th verse. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. I mean, they're excited, man. They're celebrating. They're high-fiving. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. See, understand that this is pivotal. See, they thought it's a big deal. It's a big deal because demons were subject to him as they used the name of Jesus. Jesus' response was, well, wait a second. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority. Listen to the terminology here. He didn't just say some authority. He didn't say a little bit. He said, your measure, what I could, he didn't even say what I could trust you with. He just said, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now think about that. Just let that scripture resonate in your heart. Let that scripture bang around in your heart. Luke 10, verse 19. I give you all authority. And then he said this, to trample. Now think about it. Think about the force that's involved in that. Years ago, I was a rugby player, and I played in the back line. In the back line, that on defense, you came up as a unit in a line to defend the opposition who had the ball. And once in a while, we'd call a defensive switch. So the fly half, who's like a quarterback, would go like this, and we'd know that it's a defensive switch. And what that is, listen, it's where the inside defender goes to the next guy outside of him, but then the outside defender cracks down on the inside ball carrier. So the guy that's got the ball, he's looking and he's about to pass the ball laterally, but he sees there's no defender in front of him. So he takes off, not knowing there's a defensive switch where the outside defender then ear holes him and cracks back. We love to run that play, but listen, understand, that's the idea of us trampling, that's what we have. See, the enemy's the author of confusion. That's why it's real easy to confuse him. He's dishing confusion out to mankind. So what does he live in? What does he operate in all the time? Is confusion. So he's thinking, wait a second, I've got a gap here. I'm going to take off. And he takes one step, and that outside defender cracks down, and it's almost not fair. But that's the idea of us trampling. It's figurative, the serpents and scorpions. But then it gets literal where he says, and all the power of the enemy. Write that down. All the power of the enemy. That's the authority that we have, is over all the power of the enemy. See, the enemy's tried to keep you barren. The enemy's tried to keep you fruitless. The enemy's tried to keep you broke. The enemy's tried to keep you disgusted. Well, let me tell you what you have right now. Delegated power, delegated authority over all of his power. In the 20th verse, nevertheless, don't rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. See, the idea of this is who we are, where we're seated, where we're located. See, what God wants to do is God continually, what Jesus said here, pray like this, on earth as it is in heaven. He wants to relocate us. He wants to locate us to the kingdom. He doesn't want us located in a fallen world. He doesn't want us located, please listen, he doesn't want us located in an orphan society. See, you're wondering, it's funny, it's so amazing. Man, preachers will get up and talk about a fatherless generation and a fatherless world. It's like it always has been. Because the world's father's the devil. That's why when we make Jesus the Lord of our life, we become adopted now by the Father. I was adopted. And you know what? I was adopted young enough that I never even realized it. I'm a head taller than everybody in my family. It looks odd. People had to be suspect of it. But you know what? I bore the same last name. I had every bit of privilege and every bit of right that my family had. I had a seat at every table. I was never separated. See, that's what God does with us. See, we look at like Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and we look at Abraham, we look at Noah, we look at all these people and think, oh my gosh, what, man, tremendous accolades that they got. Let me just tell you something. You're seated in heavenly places with Christ. You were raised up with him. Authority to trample over all the power, all the authority, the enemy. Man, think about that. Our hands are tied. But we do sit on them sometimes. We're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't feel the liberty to do that. I don't know if God's spoken to me. Let me tell you what God's voice sounds like, peace. If you have a peace about something, you've heard God's voice. If you have a check in your spirit or a challenge in your heart about something, you've heard God's voice. See, we're always looking for God to operate within our senses. But you know what? The Bible's real, real clear. We don't live by what we see. We live by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. God's word is still going to speak to us. See, with this authority, nothing will by any means hurt you. That's God's promise, and it's yes and amen. You're thinking, oh my gosh, what's going to happen in the economy? It can't hurt you. See, what we continually have to do is rise above. I mean, we've got to continually rise above. In Ephesians, the first chapter in the 19th verse. And what is this exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? Now listen, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places. Now think about it, that right hand, it signifies the place of authority. And then he said this, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. Remember where God told Adam, he said, look, be fruitful, multiply, take dominion. Take dominion, why? The world's fallen. So now, guess what? Adam had a dominion, had an authority that was higher than any other authority on the earth. Adam got to name all the animals. Adam got to say, it's still not good enough. And God presented him Eve. And he said, okay, now it's good enough. See, we have to understand the power and the authority that was given to Adam. And then guess what? Adam committed high treason. Man, Adam turned on God. Adam hid from God. Man, Adam, death came into the scene. Sin came into the scene. Do you understand? If Adam had never partaken of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he never would have died. See, but what does Paul write? Paul writes, says, look, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age which is to come. And he put all things, now this is where it gets pivotal for you and me. And he put all things under his feet and gave Jesus to be the head over all things. Now listen, to the church. Now, let's just be real simple. Verse 23, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. See, we're his body, even his feet. He's put all things under his feet, under his body. He's put all things, that means us. He's put all things below us, under us. We're his body, we're his feet. He's the head. You're sitting in your chair right now because your head decided to sit there. Your body followed that. I'm telling you, this whole thing, I think we make it way too difficult. I think we overthink it way too much. I mean, you understand that we're going to follow, if we make Jesus the head of us and we're just a member of his body, then you know what? We operate in the same authority that he operates in. In Ephesians, the second chapter in the fourth verse, but God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love for which he first loved us, ultimately his love came initially into our lives. Even when we were dead in trespasses, even when we were dead in sin, even when we worked iniquity, he made us alive together with Christ because by grace we're saved and raised us up together and made us sit together. Now listen, remember Jesus was exalted and he sits at the right hand of God. Well, now we are seated together with him. He made us all sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now notice the order here. It's not in Jesus Christ, it's in Christ Jesus. If the order's Jesus Christ, you know, in the word, it's not just serendipitous when they say Jesus Christ and Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ, the direction is man toward God. That's where the action is. Christ Jesus, the action is God toward man. See, so here we go back to that verse and we're seated in heavenly places. Now listen, in Christ Jesus. It's what God appointed. It's not because I was hoping for that. It's not because that's what I was wishing for. It's because God mandated that. He raised us up together. He made us all sit together with Jesus, with Christ. See, we're delivered to heavenly places. See, this whole the whole idea of Christianity is it's a relocation. He locates us from where we are on earth to where he is in heaven. You should write that down. Listen, what kind of need, what kind of enemies do you have in heaven? See, he's already put all things under our feet. Why? We're the body of Christ. It's not because you're special. It's not because God just handpicked you. I believe he did. But the authority that he gives us, it's just because we're named in his family. Remember, Jesus said, look, don't freak out. Don't be thinking, oh my gosh, demons or something. He said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. He said, man, rejoice that your names are written in heaven. What does that mean? Now you fall with that same authority that the enemy is under. Are you getting this? See, it's pivotal. Man, we're making great strides. We're here. There's an anointing. Man, God's presence is here. But let me tell you, what I don't want this to do is I don't want this to leak, because that's what happens in people's lives. Man, love and marriage leaks. The feel of love in households leaks. Discipline in our life leaks. It's just how it works. So now what do? We realize the authority that we have. In Ephesians, the second chapter, in the first verse, let's slide back up to the first verse. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked according, now listen, to the course of this world. See, we stop right there. We don't walk on that course anymore. We don't walk that way anymore. We have a different way to walk now. We have a different perspective of life. We see things differently. We receive things differently. In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and the power of the air. That's the devil. That's the enemy. He's the god of this world. The spirit who now works, now listen, in the sons of disobedience. See, this is a big key. God has delivered us from locating with the sons of disobedience. I think so many people still, believers in Jesus, still identify themselves as disobedient sons. God's relocated us from that. We're not located with disobedience anymore. He delivered us from that. All kingdom authority is exercised on the earth through his church. See, that's how God mandated this. That's the age we live in. What did Jesus say in Matthew 16? He said, Peter, you answer rightly. He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades won't prevail against it. See, so much of it, life is, we come up to a gate, we throw our hands up, and we take it to the house. No, you know what? Man, God has given us authority over any gate that's in our life. Man, if you're the devil, what are you going to try to do? He's going to keep you from prosperity. He's going to give you just enough. So you know what the biblical definition of poverty is? Just enough. Hand to mouth. Month to month. Man, you're rich on Friday and you're broke on Monday. See, that's how it's not having nothing. Man, that's why even our government says there's a poverty line. And at this poverty line, that's where people can live and sustain. That's all the devil wants, is you to sustain. Not cause any waves. Not cause any motion. Man, not have any dreams. Man, what if the authority that God's given you, that comes alive in your heart, that's in his word, in his promise, that nobody better jack with, He said, look, don't add one word to it or take one word from it. See, God delivered us from locating as the sons of disobedience. All kingdom authority is exercised on earth, and it's through the church. Man, we're his body. That's what exercises. Man, you think about a prize fighter. That prize fighter's kind of cut. He's not coming out headbutting people. No, you know what he's doing? Man, he's jabbing, hook, jab, 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 hook, uppercut. Then that all comes from the head. And the body, let me tell you, the body's the one that takes the authority. And that's what we have to understand. What problems are you facing in life today? What are you dealing with in life today? What is it? Man, you sit back and think, well, God's going to do it. Let me tell you the hard truth. Everything God is ever going to do, he has already done. When he sacrificed his son Jesus, and Jesus is on that cross, and he's splayed open, he's bleeding to death, what happens? He can't breathe, and he said, it is finished. What's finished? His life? No. That isn't what's finished. 3 days later, he was walking on the earth. What's finished? Man, the sacrifice for our sin that makes mankind right with God. And what did God do? God tore the veil between man and him. So now we're still walking up to this veil, and we're thinking, well, if we got the veil, God's on the other side. God, come and rescue you. God, come and help me. And what did Jesus say? Jesus said, I'm the door. What is he the door of? He's the door of that veil. That veil was rent. Now, the name of Jesus, you say the name of Jesus, man, you look at your finances, you look at your family, you look at at the deficits in your life, and you say the name of Jesus puts you on the God side of that veil now. Please listen to me. That's where God's called us to live. In him we live and move and have our being. In who? In Jesus. In his word, in his promise. See, this is pivotal. This has got to come alive. You got to study God's authority and show yourself approved. Man, the devil knows if you're going through the motions. The devil knows if you're just repeating something you heard. Remember the seven sons of Sceva? They come to him and they said, hey, we cast you out, devil, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. You know what the devil's response was? Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who the heck are you? Man, I'll tell you what, I want the devil to know my name. I want adversaries, man, as an athlete, I want that other team to know who I am. And you don't know who I am, guess what? That first play, you're going to find out. No, for real, you got to look at it like that. Man, we've got to understand that the world wants to penalize us for having this kind of authority. Who do you think that you are? Man, I'll tell the authorities, I'll tell you, the Second Amendment gives me the right to have church any way I want to have it. And the government can't dictate anything over that. Well, so, and listen, it's within reason. You understand the spirit I intend this. Man, it's got to be blessing people. It's got to be helping people. Man, if anybody out there is hurting people, yeah, you know what? We're not going for that. But the bottom line is this. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in us. How did he raise from the dead? It was all by authority. Matthew 18:18. You know, we quote Matthew 18:20 a lot. Where two is touching anything, agree. Man, agree with me on this. Man, give me your hand. Agree with me on this. And you'll say something and they'll agree. But listen to the setup to that verse. Very, very little of the Bible contains standalone verses. Do you understand? The Bible wasn't written with chapter and verse. It was written in letters, in books. But you know what? For reference sake, people have added chapters and verses. So we'll pull a verse, and it's like, where two is touching anything. But slide up two verses. In Matthew 18:18, the Bible says, here's what Jesus said. Assuredly, I say to you, absolute. This is an absolute. This is the kind of authority that we have. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Stop right there. Think about this. Why it doesn't make sense when you think about it in reverse. Why didn't Jesus say, whatever is bound in heaven will be bound on the earth? Think about it. Whatever's loosed in heaven will be loosed on the earth. He didn't say that. I mean, all hell's breaking loose, let's say. Man, our country's going to hell in a handbasket. God, where are you? And you know what I believe God's saying? What did my son say? What did my son say that Matthew wrote a gospel, wrote the good news about? Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, God's saying, look, bind it. We'll get after it up here. Pull the trigger. Man, loose it. Man, finances. Man, you want some finances loosed in your life? Loose it. Man, but you know what? Man, what do old timers say? Man, cat got your tongue? Which is interesting. I'm not a cat guy. Somebody says, cat got your tongue? Those are fighting words for me. No, people say, well, I gotta go take care of my cat. I'm like, what cat? Why cat? Matthew 18, 19. Okay, remember, 18:18 starts off with assuredly I say to you. 19 says, again I say to you. This is a big deal. Man, if Jesus were sitting right here right now and said, look, assuredly I say to you, you're all ears. You're like, okay, I'm going to live this for the rest of my life. That's how you need to be right now. He said, again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that you ask. And you go, well, wait a second, it's within reason. That's the problem. We're living our life within reason means limit me. Man, let me tell you something. They just upped the speed limit on the turnpike to 80. If they'd have eliminated speed limits on that turnpike, I would have a hard time going to work. Where are you going? I'm going to the turnpike. Where are you going? I'm going to the turnpike. What's your destination? The turnpike. No, you feel me? I can't be the only one like that. See, but you know what? Man, religion will try to make that feel like rebellion. Do you understand? God is taking... Your body language is ticking me off. God is taking the limits off you. God's taking away your restraints. You've got to get your mind right that you are not an orphan anymore. You are not limited anymore. There are doors that are locked to you. Man, in this church right now, if you're a tithing member of this church and you want to know what's behind the door, you go ask somebody and they'll open it for you. Why? It's your door. We have our men's lunch. We don't charge any money. And you know what I do? I get up and thank the guys who tithe in there. It's just coming out of operating capital. Man, just thank a tither in the room. See, everybody here, this is your church. You're members of the body that owns this church. Gosh darn it. I'm not kidding you. God, I thank you for more compliant, better listeners at 11 o'clock in Jesus' name. I've got one more chance. But listen, anything that you agree on, what's the B side of that verse? It'll be done by God in heaven. Man, when I go to Dustin, I say, Dustin, let's agree. Bam, all of heaven perks up. Whoa, they're fixing to agree. Come on, just speak the word. Come on, just speak the word. Come on, just speak the word. Let's agree that we win the lottery. And they're going, shoot. They did it again. Do you understand? This is not the casino of God. It's the casa of God. It's his house. Things are sure here. I'm telling you, don't think that it was just serendipitous that I came up to you and said that money's going to be loosed into your account. You watch what happens, son. Don't jack with me. All you got to do is agree. God, I thank you right now that finances are loosed in this man's life in the name of Jesus. Look at the power. Look at the authority. Look at the power and the authority you have in this life. Look at it. Jesus said, all authority has been given me, therefore go. Where? You know what he said? I don't care. Just go. Remember the Doobies? How many Doobie Brothers people in here? Taking them to the streets. Just go. Just go. And let me just tell you what it does. When we're loose like that, when we go like that, when we're not bound anymore like that, we're going to make a mess of the darkness. Man, that we're uncontainable. Man, when you turn on a light, darkness has no, doesn't get an opinion. Darkness just got to go. Where to go? Don't care. Don't know. Don't care. Gone. Right? See, that's who we are now. Greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. Why? It's because of this dadgum authority we have. He said, and nothing will hurt you. Life's hurtful. Life's painful. Yeah, but nothing's going to hurt me. What do you think? You're Superman? That's one way to put it. It really is. Paul said, look, we don't walk on this earth as mere men. We serve a God. I'm going to close with this. We serve a God who calls those things which be not as though they were, and gives life to the dead. Oh, that business idea is dead. Oh, my business is dying. Please stop saying that. Because nothing dead can be in the presence of God. You want your business in God's presence, right? Didn't we sing about God's presence? Isn't that what it was, Brian? We're singing about God's presence. If you're singing about God's presence and speaking death over your business, it's not going to win. For if by the trespass of one, listen to this from the Amplified, Adam, death reigned over the one, Adam. Because of his trespass, death reigned. Much more surely will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Reign in life. Who reigns in life? See, the Bible says things like we're called to be priests and kings on this earth, and we're just thinking, oh, cool. No, are you kidding me? You know what a priest does? A priest hears from God and speaks for God. What does a king do? Decrees whatever he wants. He sets the culture. Man, people speak to a king differently. No. A king has subjects. Your health is subject to you. Your finances are subject to you. Your family is subject to you. Why? You're a king. You reign in this life. We live what we allow. Why is my life like this? You're allowing it. Why is my life better? You're allowing it. Why? What has happened? You've allowed it. We live what we allow. Man, I know Ryan Bush, brother in this church, head coach at ORU, soccer coach. Last year, he goes to play the number one team in the country. He goes, well, we got the number one team in the country. You know, the coach speaks coming out. And I finally said, well, you just got to go beat them. He said, I know. I said, well, just don't let them score. If they don't score, They can't beat you. He goes, oh, okay, okay. I said, no, don't let them take a shot. They don't take a shot. They can't score. They can't score. They can't beat you. A couple weeks ago, they went to Denver. Denver had never lost a conference game at home. Oh, God shined on his soccer team and they beat Denver. Oh, they shut them out. Oh, they didn't let them take a shot. Why let the devil take a dadgum shot against you? Why? No, you're going to come up. I'm going to go to Randy Dibman and say, take your best shot. No, he's going to knock my teeth down my throat. No, the devil has hit you as hard as he can hit you, and you're sitting here right now believing God. You're sitting here right now expecting revelation to come from God's word, to wisdom to flood your life. He's taking his best shot. He can't take you out. So now, devil, you don't get to take a shot. Devil, I take authority over you right now in the name of Jesus. You take your hands off of my marriage. You take your hands off of my children, my family, my finances, my home, my vehicles, whatever.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.